The central bank of Nigeria in August actually forced all money transfer operators, so not just World Remit, but a number of other operators to suspend operations other than Western Union, MoneyGram and Ria. The reasons that the central bank provided subsequently were twofold. One was that they were concerned that there were some operators operating in Nigeria without a license. And the second concern was that some operators had been undermining the foreign exchange system. I think certainly from our perspective, we made it quite clear that one, you know, we're licensed in every country that we send money from, and we've been working for a very long time, you know, since 2011, with licensed Nigerian financial institutions. And in terms of foreign exchange, we always and continue to send foreign currency into Nigeria for exchange or conversion into Naira. And so that obviously does not undermine the foreign exchange system. So certainly those were the two key concerns that were raised by the Nigerian central bank.
So why were you affected then?
I think what the central bank of Nigeria did was that the blanket ban for all money transfer operators other than the ones I mentioned, I think meant that certainly every money transfer operator would then need to make representations as to how they were operating their business. And you know, I'm obviously happy to report that once we met with the Central Bank of Nigeria, along with a number of other money transfer operators, we met in late August, and our services were then restored very shortly after that. So, I mean, one, we commend the Central Bank of Nigeria in meeting with us and others, but also, you know, commend the Central Bank in moving very quickly when it actually understood how we operated our business and that we weren't, you know, detrimentally impacting the way business was being done in Nigeria.
From the top of your head, how much money in dollar terms is transferred to sub-Saharan African countries, or specifically to Africa or even specific African countries, and how vital is this money to the economy of those nations?
Our business model really facilitates the transfer of money from developed countries into developing nations, and as you said, the receipt of remittances into African countries and other developing countries are extremely important to the livelihood of many, but also to the stability of the economy. And so the World Bank has released numbers in terms of its estimates in relation to the number of remittances or the value of remittances going into certain countries. Nigeria is US $20 billion on an annual basis. You know, Ghana's $2 billion. Kenya's $1.6 billion. So these are large numbers of estimates in relation to remittances which are flowing into these developing countries and, as I said, are extremely important and crucial, you know, to the livelihood of individuals living there as well as the stability of the economy.
And World Remit has what it calls digital money transfer. How is that different from the traditional ways of sending money, say, from Australia to my relatives and families and friends in various African countries?
I think the best way to explain that is just taking an example as to how traditionally remittances can be sent. That may involve someone in Australia or the US or the UK going to an agent, physically depositing cash, filling out some forms, and then waiting for days until that money is transferred. World Remit, as you said, is digital. So we enable the transfer of money anytime, anywhere, from a mobile phone, a tablet, or from a desktop. And so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that can be done at the convenience of the customer. And because it's all digital, overwhelming majority of our options result in money being received instantly. So rather than having to wait for days for money to arrive, the loved one back home can receive money instantly.
World Remit and other money transfer organizations are no doubt quite relieved that Nigeria has ended its ban on money transfer. There was this break of at least 1 month. So what are you doing to entice your clients and customers back?
We're very happy, I think, Martin, to start off with in relation to the resumption of services. And I said before, you know, we do commend the quick actions of the Central Bank of Nigeria. And to celebrate, really, we're offering promotional pricing for the month of September, where from Australia you can send money back to Nigeria for a service fee of 1 cent. And so, as I said, that's really to celebrate the resumption of our services. And also it's to to reward our loyal customers who we know have been impacted by the delay and the ban and suspension in services. We get constant feedback from our customers. We only exist because of our customers, and so we felt very strongly for our customers when they had their choice reduced in relation to using money services. And so, as I said, having the 1 cent promotional pricing is to reward those customers.
All right, just 1 cent. So that's only restricted to transfers to Nigeria.
That's right. I mean, we often have promotional pricing in other jurisdictions, depending on circumstances. When, for example, there are natural disasters. For example, we had some in the Pacific Islands earlier this year. We often have free transactions, and so we are very flexible in our pricing regime, and we do monitor it on a daily basis. But the 1 cent. Transfer fee to Nigeria is specifically to reward customers and to celebrate our resumption of services into Nigeria.
And World Remit says it is supporting countries in Africa to go cashless. Tell me about that. What do you do to support a cashless economy in Africa?
We enable monies to be received into mobile money accounts, into bank accounts, and also by cash pickup. But we do offer the cashless receipt of money through mobile money and bank accounts, as I said before. We think that's really important for certain countries within Africa. And I think the best example there, Martin, is Zimbabwe. Everyone's aware of the cash crisis in Zimbabwe. And we're finding that over 85% of our transfers into Zimbabwe now are into mobile money accounts. And as you'd be aware, mobile money accounts effectively allows the customer in Africa to store value on their mobile phones, which then can be used to buy goods and services and so forth, which really bypasses the need for cash. I mean, interestingly, I was talking to our country director in South Africa who currently resides in Zimbabwe, and he himself transfers money from his bank account into his mobile money account every day to pay for ordinary goods and services. And so I think this is a situation where the digitisation of money transfers really avoids the use of cash, if you like, and overcomes issues associated with cash crises.
If anyone is listening to us or anyone is interested, how does he get your service? How does anyone contact World Remit to send money?
It's very easy. You can a potential customer can log on to our website at worldremit.com, register themselves online, and start transacting. You can also download our app, which can also be used to transfer funds. So it's a very easy way to use our service.